Well, President Trump is planning a big announcement tomorrow on overhauling the U.S. tax code. He reportedly wants to cut corporate tax rates to 15%. Douglas Holtz Aiken is president of the American Action Forum, a conservative think tank. He advised Senator John McCain during his presidential bid in 2008. And I know you've called for deep structural changes in the tax code. We'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, what do you think about reducing the corporate rate to 15%?
In and of itself, that's a great thing. The U.S. tax rate for our big corporations is 35%. Most of our developed competitors are somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 25%. Our companies are at a clear disadvantage, and that ends up hurting our workers and everyone in that sector of the economy. So I'm all for getting the rate down. The question is how. You need to broaden the base, make up the revenue somehow, and for how long? Will this be a permanent change or just something that happens for a couple of years?
Okay, so would you prefer it to be permanent, or would temporary sort of allow the economic boost that some economists say would come with a corporate tax rate cut?
Oh, I'd much prefer permanent. Permanent policies have a much bigger impact than temporary ones do. For example, under the rules of the Senate, these so-called reconciliation rules we hear so much about, where if you use those rules, you can pass something through the Senate with only a simple majority instead of 60 votes, you can't create deficits and use those rules. So if they were to lower the rate to 15% but create deficits in the process, that would be a temporary tax change by definition, because they'd have to get rid of the reduction to get rid of the deficits after a couple of years. Most of the estimates are they could at most cut the rate for 2, maybe 3 years before they'd have to have it go back up.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really want to go through all this for a 2-year tax reduction and then have it go back up?
So, but about the deficit, though, I mean, the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation estimates that cutting the corporate tax rate will reduce federal revenues by $2 trillion, that's trillion with a T, dollars, over the next 10 years. And Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin just said yesterday that, yes, the overall plan would indeed add to that deficit, but in his words, it would pay for itself with economic growth.
It would produce some economic growth. It wouldn't pay for itself. I think there's no way that you can plausibly make up $2 trillion in revenue loss. You'd have to grow essentially a full percentage point faster, and there isn't any evidence that a tax cut will produce that big an impact on economic growth that fast. So it will create deficits. It won't pay for itself. The Joint Committee will conclude that if they're presented with this as a proposal, and they'll have to decide how to deal with that.
So then take me back to these structural ideas that that you say could prevent a ballooning of the deficit. Give me some more details. What would those structural changes be?
So as a very concrete example, we've seen the House Republicans propose a blueprint for tax reform, which has always been advertised as revenue neutral. So yes, it cuts the corporate rate to 20%, but it broadens the tax base. So for example, the House plan would not allow corporations to deduct the cost of their interest. That would broaden the tax base. It would help pay for the rate getting reduced to 20%.
I see. There's one quick question I want to ask you about the political dogma around tax cuts, especially the U.S. corporate tax rate, because, you know, as we've been discussing, the statutory federal corporate tax rate in this country is 35%. But I was just reminded that back in 2015, the Congressional Research Service put out a report that basically found that the effective tax rate in the United States, when you account for deductions, et cetera, isn't that much different than the average foreign corporate effective tax rate.
So I think a fair reading of the evidence is that effective rates are lower than statutory rates. There are exemptions, deductions, and things that lower the effective rate. The U.S. effective rate is above the effective rate of our developed competitors, not by 10 percentage points, but by 5 or so. But the statutory rate does matter for some decisions. So if you're a U.S. company, you've made some money in France or Brazil or Germany or wherever it may be, that money is sitting overseas. The only tax rate that matters for whether you bring it back or not is the 35%. If you bring it back, you're going to pay additional tax up to 35%. If you leave it over there, you're just going to pay the tax in Germany or Brazil or wherever you earned the money. What we find out is that increasingly our companies are just leaving the money over there. It's not available in the U.S. to hire workers, expand facilities, otherwise improve our economy. And that, I think, is the major reason for us to be interested in lowering that rate so that when our firms make money, it goes into the U.S. economy.
Well, Douglas Holtz Aiken is president of the American Action Forum. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.